Okay, get ready for today's maze right here on Daf Zion. Mem Zion, an amazing Daf coming up here. And we're right up to Daf Mem Vav Amid Beis. Omer of Yehuda Bereder of Shmuel Bar Shilat. Remember that name, because we're going to be talking about it. Omer of Yehuda Bereder of Shmuel Bar Shilat Mishmei Rav Shmini Safek Shvi. What do you do when you live in Chutz Laretz? And it is Shmini Atzeret, which is a suffix of the seventh day. Do you sit in your sukkah? Do you say Chag HaSukkot? Do you say Chag Shmini Atzeret? Normally you don't have a problem if it's a suffix yantav, so you just keep it suffix yantav. Here you run into problems. Because if you're going to say it's sukkahs, then you're saying it's not Shmini. If you're going to sit in your sukkah, then you seem to be over on the dinim of Shmini, which is Badafka, not to sit in the sukkah. What's going on? So we have a machlokas. Rav says that Shmini Safek Shvi is Shvi L'Sukkah. You treat it as if it's a seventh day of Sukkah vis-a-vis the din of Sukkah, which we'll see what that means in a moment. But it is Shmini in terms of the bracha that you say in your tefillas. You say Yom Shmini Chag Atzeret Aseh. You don't say Chag HaSukkot. Whereas Rabbi Yochanan says that Shmini L'Zeh L'Zeh. Even in respect to the Sukkah, it's also not Sukkah, it's Shmini. Now, what's the machlokas? So, Meitav Kulei Amalo Pligidi Atvina. Everybody agrees that one sits in the Sukkah and Shmini Atzeres, Ki Pligi Levaruche. The machlokas is whether to make the Brocha Leshev Basukkah. So, Leman Yomar Shvi L'Sukkah. If you hold that it's Shvi L'Sukkah the way Rav says, so then, Bruchin Amim Avarchin, that's what he meant. It's Shvi L'Sukkah, not in terms of Yeshiva's Sukkah, which is a given. It's Shvi L'Sukkah even in terms of the Broch of the Sukkah. L'man Yomar Shmini L'Zeh L'Zeh. So, Bruchin Amim Avarchin. On the other hand, if you hold that it's Shmini, like Rabbi Yochanan says, so then you don't say the Broch on the Sukkah, and you also make the Broch in the Shmoneh Esrei of Yom Shmini Atzeres, and so on. Tosis points out that lulav doesn't seem to be an issue. There was vadai lulav, there was nobody that held that you should be neuter lulav misafik. Why is that? Because l'maisa, the lulav on yantav would be mukta, if it isn't mamish or mitzvah, right? So then that means that it's as if you're proclaiming that today is not yantav. It's not Shmini Atzeres. It's dafka ishana rab. You don't want to do something that is minugad to the Shmini Atzeret. Memela, okay, eating in the sukkah. People love to eat in the sukkah. I mean, even if it's not sukkah, so they're eating, it's cool, it's nice, and maybe they're just eating there. Which, by the way, is the source of the Peskim who say, don't sleep in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeret, even Chutz Laretz. Because it's not normal to sleep in the sukkah, it's normal to eat in the sukkah, but people sleep in their beds. So that would be the same thing as sort of as being night of the lulav. You're showing bedavka that it's not Shmini Atzeres. Lamaisa, because of the problems of the contradiction, I mean, it's a getter of Hoysofa, it's antithetical to the yantav. There's some who are knowing in Chutz Laretz that they only eat the first kibetza and then they go out of the sukkah, which doesn't have here a mokar in the sukkah. A lot of shadows. Fortunately, we're Zeche, Baruch Hashem. You don't have to worry about it. Amen. And how's it? oh well, we hope it doesn't snow this year. So this is the way that the first approach that we have to understand the Machlokas Rav and Yochanan. Om Rav Yosef Dekot Rav Yochanan Biyadecha. Says Rabbi Yehuda, look, Allah Lamaisa, don't make a bracha of Leisha Basukkah, exactly as Rabbi Yochanan said, because I want you to know the Rav Huna Bar Biznav, Chol Gedolei Ador, once came to a sukkah, and it was on Shmini Atzeres, which of course was Chutz Laretz or Safek Shmini, Meitev Aveyatve, they sat in the sukkah, but Bruche Lobrech, they did not make a Leisha Basukkah. So you see that Rabbi Yochanan is right. Says, well, how does that prove anything? Maybe they hold like the Man B'Yomer that says, Kima Jibir Yom Tavrish and Shuvenim Avarech. So if they already made a bracha before, so they're not going to make a bracha anyway. I mean, even if it was the middle of the sukkah for real, they wouldn't have made a bracha. They already made a bracha on the sukkah from the first day. So maybe that's how they hold. Ah, you see, Gemiri Demi Efer Atu. we have a Kabbalah saying over this halacha that indeed they came directly from the fields. They hadn't been in a sukkah, the entire Shivas Yemei Sukkah. There's a reporter from sukkah out there, and I'm chuyif to make a sukkah out there in the pasture. So Mamela didn't sit in the sukkah, which I mean, why was it shy? Kol G'dayli Ador sat in the Efer during the sukkah. They didn't have a sukkah. It's crazy. There's some have the Girsa Mi'ifra, which I don't believe for a moment, but Mi'ifra, meaning Ifra Hormiz, because you never see that it says Mi'ifra, and the Gemara always says Ifra Hormiz. And that means that they were being Isaac. There was a problem for Yisrael. They were being Isaac with the Malucha, trying to get them to, so that's why they weren't in a sukkah. Okay, but Lamaisim and others say that it was maybe it was a Shasa Shmar, so they were hiding out in the Efer, they couldn't make a sukkah. Okay. But in any event, we know that they hadn't made a bracha on sukkah earlier, that this was the first opportunity that they would have had to make a bracha on the sukkah. But since it was a suffix, they didn't make a bracha. So Mamela, you see from here, that the halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan. Indeed, the Rambam Paskin is like this, that you don't make a bracha when you're being Mekayim a mitzvah. It's not a suffix. You're like a chiyuv to do that mitzvah. That's the first approach. Now, Ika the Amri, others run the machlokas Rav and Rabbi Yochanan differently. That actually, on the contrary, bruche kuli amalo pligid lama vachina. For sure, there's no bracha leisha basuka. That's absolute. Ki pligid lameta of the machlokus over here between Rav and Rav Yochanan is whether you even sit in a sukkah in chutz la'aretz on shemini atzeres. That's the machlokus. So liman di amar shiva l'suka. If you hold like Rav that you have to treat the shemini as if it's the seventh day of sukkahs, it's not a suffix. Okay, so Meitav Yatvinan, you'll sit in the sukkah and don't make a bracha. Lamandi Yom Hashmini Lezelezeh. But if you're like Rabbi Yochanan and says, no, treat it totally like Shmini, Meitav Nami Lo Yatvinan, you don't even sit in the sukkah. In this version, what Rabbi Yosef said was, Nekot Rabbi Yochanan Yadecha. Here he said, except Rabbi Yochanan's psak, not even to sit in the sukkah. You know why? Because obviously you can't bring the Maisa before because they did sit in the sukkah. So he says, Nekot Rabbi Yochanan Adecha, because even the Mora Deshmaitata, Mani, who was the one who brought over the whole Machlokas, Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, Rav Yehuda Bered Rav Shmuel Bar Shilat, I told you remember that name. He himself, I'll tell you Maisa Shahaya, he himself came to visit, Shmini Safik Shvi, Bavar Misukah, you have to be set outside of the Sukkah. So he himself was the one that quoted the whole Shita, he quoted Rav. Nonetheless, he didn't even follow Rav himself. So for us, for sure, we shouldn't follow it. We should sit in the sukkah shmini atzeret and chutz la'aretz. Bruche lo mevarchinam, we do not say the bracha of the leishev basukkah. This is how the Rif Paskins became the norm. But as I mentioned, not for sleeping. And there are those who only eat the first kibetza, and then they leave the sukkah. It must be because your heads were always in Eretz Yisrael. That's what it is.
We used to just make Kiddush in this second.
Kiddush. There's a lot of discussion. Where did these different menachim come from? The Gemara doesn't leave that as an option. Omer Yochanan. Another thing is Lagabe the question of Shechiyanu. Do you make a separate Shechiyanu on Shmini Atzeres? Or is Shmini Atzeres basically included in the Shechiyanu Sukkos? Says Rabbi Yochanan, you say a separate Shechiyanu on Shmini Atzeres, but you don't say a Shechiyanu on Shvi Shal Pesach, even though that's a new Yontev. I mean, I've just come off a Chol HaMoed, now I'm making a Yontev on the seventh day of Pesach. Making Kiddush, the works. Why don't I say Shechiyanu? Interesting. V'omer of Levi Bar Chama, v'tem Rav Chama Bar Chanina, teda. Look, you know, I'll explain to you why it's clear that you'd have to make a separate Shechiyanu. Because Shmini Atzeres cannot be viewed as part of Sukkot. Shrei chaluk b'shlosha dvarim. Three very clear things differentiate Shmini Atzeres from Sukkot. Do you sit in a sukkah in Shmini Atzeres? No. Do you take a lulav? No. Do you do the Nisach HaMayim? We said in the Mishnah, Nisach HaMayim is Shiva. And even according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says, and he argues on that, he says, first of all, it's not Shlosh Lugan was a Lug. Secondly, it's not Shiva. It's Menatze Koshumona. Okay, so even according to Rabbi Yehuda, still, there's no Sukkah, there's no Lulav. And therefore, it's a different holiday. You have to make a Shekhiyon? Well, wait. So Shvi'i Shel Pesach is the same thing. I mean, Shvi'i Shel Pesach is different than the first day of Pesach, isn't it? The first day of Pesach, you got to eat matzah. Shvi'i Shel Pesach, you don't have to eat matzah. So, Echolok Bachilat Matzah, Yom Amar, Laila Rishonah Chova, Kanvei Elok Roshos, first night of Pesach, you have to eat matzah. So now you have the second Yantav of Pesach. If it's part of the same holiday, how come you don't have to eat matzah on this Yantav? Oh, must be a different Yantav. So why don't you say Shekhiyano? According to you, that you're saying there's different mitzvahs, it's Choluk. So here it's also Choluk. Oh, come on, man. Archiash, what kind of comparison is that? First of all, Hasami Laila Choluk Miyom Eino Choluk. How about the first day of Pesach? During the day, you don't have to eat matzah during the day. You only have to eat matzah at night. So it's not different than the whole yontif. You can't say the whole yontif of Pesach is b'chayev you eat matzah. Not only that, Ravina says, I mean, it's also not comparable. Zecholuk mishelafanav. The zecholuk mishelafanav. You want to compare it. You're going to say that because Shemini Atzeres is different than all the 7 days prior, including yesterday. Yesterday I was sitting in the sukkah, I was taking a lulav. Today I'm not. But when it comes to Pesach, yesterday I wasn't eating matzah. The day before I wasn't eating matzah. The day before that I wasn't eating matzah. I mean, didn't have to eat matzah. So, there's a continuation of those days. What are you telling me? If it's a yontif, it should be like the first day. Who said? Why should it be like the first day yontif? It's a continuation, no? So, where do you see that it's not a continuation that you should have to make a new shechiyana? Not comparable at all. Omer of Papa, now, in my opinion, do not believe the Maseres HaShas who claims that it should say Rav Papa Omer. Not true. This is me speaking.
Okay.
Omer Rav Papa should not say Rav Papa Omer.
What is the difference?
Why? What?
What is the qualitative difference? Yes, same thing.
When you have a list of people saying things, they're not arguing, they're giving variations on the theme. So-and-so Omar, each one has something to add. It's different. I'm not arguing with you, I'm saying it. I'm pointing out it's not different than the one before. This is not a continuation of the previous discussion about how to show the difference between Shmini Shel Atzeret and Shvi'i Shel Pesach. This is a new issue. Rav Papa is coming along, I'd say, a new mimer. And what he's saying is that the difference between, he's not talking about Pesach, fine, you answered Pesach. Okay. I want to discuss why it is that Rav Yochanan said you need a Shekhiyana. So says Rav Papa, the reason to say Rav Papa Omar is because we would view it as a continuation of Teda Sharei Cholok B'Shlosh Advarim. Rav Papa, then Rav Papa Omar, etc., etc. Okay, but is it a continuation of that thing? So therefore, you'll get confused. If you read Rav Papa Omar, you think that what we're doing is we're giving now another reason. Zecholuk Milafanav, Zecholuk Mishalafanav. No. Omar Rav Papa, the difference between Shmini Atzeres and Chag HaSukkos is noticeable in the Psukim. Hocha K'tiv Par, Hotam K'tiv Parim. Is there any comparison? You take a look at every single day of Sukkot. Look how many parim they are. Every day the parim, a certain number of parim. If Shmini Atzeres was part of the Seder Sukkot, there should be 6 parim that are brought on Shmini Atzeres. And instead there's 1 par that's brought on Shmini Atzeres. So it's not part of the pattern. Breaks the pattern completely. Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak Amar, take a look at the word "and." Reading all of the karbonas of Sukkot, every day begins with the word "and." And on the second day, uba yom hashini, uba yom hashlishi, uba yom hashmii. All of a sudden comes along Shmini Atzeres, bayom hashmini atzeret yalakha. Does that show there's no "and"? It's beginning something new. Therefore, you need a shachriyano. Ochaktiv Bayom, whereas in Sukkot, every day it says Ubayom. Ravashi says, look, there's another thing. Here, when it talks about the Korbanos, so the Lashon that it uses is, Minchatam, and it's came Lapar, La'ayah, La'kvasim, Bebisparam Kamishpat. But if you take a look at the day before, the seventh day of Sukkot, what does it say? Bemisparam Kamishpatam. What does it say Kamishpatam for? To tell me that this is the close of the series. Kamishpatam of all of the above. So why now are we all of a sudden starting something new? It's not part of the series. It's a different holiday. Therefore, you have to make a Shechiyanu. Lema Misayeli. See, can we prove that Rabbi Yochanan's contention is correct that we make a Shechiyanu? Haparim ha'elim v'akvasim me'akvim ze'etzeh. Now, this is irrelevant to our sugya, but we're going to find through this machlokas coming up here of the Rabbon and the Rabbi Yehuda, a riot to Rabbi Yochanan. So the Tanakhama says, look, you need to have all of the requisite korbanos. Otherwise, it's not like each one is a separate musaf. The musaf of Sukkot consists of these number of parim, whatever the day is, and the 14 kvasim. No, today. The 14 kvasim and the 2 elim. And that's what you gotta have. You can't bring a compromise. Either you're gonna bring the musaf, or you're not gonna bring the musaf. Rabbi Yehuda Omer? No, not the parim. Because anyway, the parim basically are disappearing. Every day there's less of them. So if today you don't have any parim, so what's wrong? So just bring the elim and the kvasim. So the parim, Emakvim says, Sharinit ma'atim v'olchim, omrulos, and it's set to Rabbi Yehuda. So by that logic, you could say, well, by the time the eighth day comes around, they've all disappeared. All they're left with is one. So you could say they're all mitmatin v'olchim. V'alo kulam mitmatin v'olchim b'shmini. Omar lahem, what are you bringing me from Shmini? Shmini regel b'fnei atzma'u. Shmini is a different holiday. Shekeshen, now here obviously we see where we're going. We're going now in the direction of Rabbi Yochanan, right? So kishekeshen, sheshivat yimei achar to unim, korban, vishir, uvracha, vilina. So the same way that these 8 days of the Chag, they require their own unique korban, their own special set of shirim, the shirim that were said on Chag HaSukkot, are different in quality than those that are said, than that is said on Shmini Atzeres. Rashi says the difference is that on, as we'll see later on, all of the shirim that were said on Sukkot had to do with giving korbanos, matonos laniyim. Right, because it was the zman of asifa. So it was the time that you had to make sure that you gave your korbanos, you gave your matonos, you gave your maestros, you left out in the field, the lekat, the shikha, that your peah you were bringing in, and so on, bringing aniyim. Mashenkin, when it comes to Shmini Atzeres, we don't talk about any of those things anymore. Then it's, apparently, it's not clear what we do say. Apparently, it's Lam Natzeach Al HaShminit. Rashi says, I don't know what they said. Tosis brings from the Mesechet Sofrim that in the Beit HaKnesset, they would say Lam Natzeach Al HaShminit. And he says, if that's what they said in the Beit HaKnesset, it's not that unreasonable to assume that that was the Shir in the Beit HaMikdash, that the Levim would say. But usually what we choose, same the Beit HaKnesset. But in any event, it's not like the Shirim of Sukkot. Tosfot says that the thing that differentiates in kind the type of Shirim that are said on Sukkot, especially Shmini Atzeres, is you might have noticed that during Sukkot, we don't say the whole Shir, we say half a Shir. It's one perek every 2 days. So we split each Tehillah in half. Vashenkin, on Shmini Atzeres, we do say a full perek. So maybe it's different than the Seder of the Chol HaMoed Sukkos. Okay, that's Tosfos's approach. So anyway, it's a different type of shir. It requires a brocha b'fnei atzma. Right now we're assuming the brocha means zman, which is exactly what Rabbi Yochanan was saying. And it requires a separate lina. The din of lina, if somebody comes up to be roya p'nei Hashem, has to stay over. He can't leave the same day. He has to sleep overnight, and then he leaves the next day. This my wife always uses when our kids come to visit. They bring the grandchildren. They try to leave Mitzray Shabbos, Mitzray Yantiv every time. What kind of business is this? Chayev and Lina. Does it work? No. So you're Chayev and Lina. So you have a separate Lina for Shmini. So Av Shmini toned carbon for a special carbon, Shir Bracha of Lina. So it's different than any of the other ones. Now, what do you think he was referring to when he was talking about the Bracha? My love, which Bracha? Undoubtedly Zman. Which is exactly what Rabbi Yochanan said, that Shmini Atzeres requires a Shekhyonu, Bifnei Atzmo. Here we have a Raya from Rabbi Yehuda. Says, who says that's what it means? Maybe it means Yalav Yavo, isn't it? Maybe it's Birkat Amazon Vitvilah. It's also Bracha. It doesn't necessarily mean Zman. As a matter of fact, Okinami Mistava, what makes you think it means Zman? Anyway, it's unreasonable. Because what he's saying, that Sukkot requires Zman, what, every day? You don't say Shefianu every day. He's talking about Zman Kol Shiva Mi'ika. There's no Zman. The only time you say Shefianu is the first day. No, hello, gosh, but that's a problem. I mean, suppose you didn't make your Shekhyon on the first day. You have to make your Shekhyon on the second day, and the third day. So there's Shekhyon every day, theoretically. You'd make a Shekhyon on Sukkot. If I made a Shekhyon on Hashanah Rabbah, because I never said Shekhyon before, I have to say a separate Shekhyon on Shmini Atzeres, is what Rabbi Yehuda is saying. So that's a riot to Rabbi Yochanan. It has his man bifnei atzmo. Wait a minute, says the Gemara. How could you make a Shekhyonu? Don't you have to make a Shekhyonu on a cup of wine? Mikomakom, Kospi, none. I mean, how do you have a cup of wine on all the other days? This is a pella. Because nowadays, it's an Ein Simcha Ela B'Yayin. So you should have a Chiev of wine. Some bring a Raya from here, then a Chol HaMoed, there's no Chiev of wine. Because otherwise, what's the Gemara's Kasha? If Lamais is a Chiev of wine, For Simchas Yantiv, so then why is the Gemara saying, when are you going to make a Shekhyon? Make a Shekhyon on my wine that I have every day. Others say from here is no Raya, because maybe it's talking about Bezman Shabbat HaMikdash Kayan.
It is not here. It's so what?
What do you mean?
Use the wine and make a perfect Shekhyon if you get the first
what
day.
What do you mean? Use the wine. What wine?
What's the
difference? Who has Yayin Shel Rishus? People are rich. Have Yayin Shel Rishus? Seriously, if you have to have wine, you have wine. But otherwise, why would I have wine?
You have to have wine, because you have to make the Shekhyon, because you didn't make it the first day.
No. Okay. I'm not chayiv me a kos for the Shekhyon.
Oh, the
if I make on a kos, I say Shekhyon.
So it was like something more expensive.
No chayiv me.
So what would that be saying?
Sometimes it's not a riot from here, that there is a chayiv of wine. Why does it say over here, what are you going to do about kos? Talk about Ban Shabbat HaMikdash Kayam, in which case you were eating shlomi. So why would you need the wine? That's your simcha. But ain't achinami bismana zeh. How are you going to be yetzis simcha if you can't have a little kragimor or something? I mean, where's the simcha, Richie?
What's the question of the Gemara? In the first 7 days, you also have to give day has its own carbon, its own shir, its own bracha.
But it doesn't have its own zman. It doesn't have its own shechiyanu. The Gemara's kasha.
Doesn't even bring up
fun. What do you mean? Maybe I'm misunderstanding you. What are you asking? What's your question?
No, it says bracha, right? What is the bracha referring
That's
to?
That's the Gemara saying. Bracha refers to Zman. Trying to say it refers to Zman.
And it's only
so then the Gemara said, no, it's not reasonable to say it refers to Zman. Because then every day doesn't have
Zman.
The
whole question is from bracha.
Yeah, that's the only question. So you're trying to tell me, let him say, Rav Nachman. The Omer of Nachman's man Omro Afil B'Shuk, that you could say Shekhyonu anywhere, even when you're walking through the street, you say Shekhyonu. Because Yamrit Be'inan Kos, Kosko Yuma Be'ikim, but we're going to get a Kos every day. What kind of question is that then? Maybe you found a Kos. That's a question. Theoretically, there's a Zman every day, that's all it's saying. Dilma De'ikolite Kos. That doesn't prove anything. Okay. But look, Lamais, I mean, we can't prove either that Zman is what's being referred. I was trying to prove to you that it's not Zman. I can't prove to you that it's not Zman. But you can't prove to me that it is Zman. So we don't have a clear riot tribute. All right. But by the way, this doesn't even make sense. Rabbi Yehuda holds that Shmini Atzeres requires Lina? That he's saying that since it requires Lina Bifnei Atzmo, so therefore it's a Regel Bifnei Atzmo. V'tani Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Minai in the Pesach Sheni, She'eino Ta'un Lina. How do you know that if you bring your Korban Pesach Sheni, so you were Tamei on the first Yantin, now you come a month later, you bring your Korban, you do not have to have Lina in Yerushalayim. She'ne'emar ufanita baboker ve'alachta lo'alecha. Now that fanita baboker is the raya that it has to be Lina. Because it says you leave in the morning. What do you mean I leave in the morning? I'm chayav ri'ya, I've got to leave in the morning. Certainly doesn't mean I travel on Yantav now, does it? I travel on Yantav after I was a Makayim the Riyah. So it means I travel during Cholamay. So why do I have to go? So the Fanisa Baboker is the pshat that it's telling me that you have to wait until, even if you're within range, you have to stay overnight for Cholamay. You leave the next morning. But the next pasuk says, Sheshet Yamim Tochal Matzot. So it's a smichut. Only at Shaton Shishata Unlina. If there are 6 days of eating matzah, which of course is not true of Pesach Sheni. Pesach Sheni doesn't have any days of eating matzah. You just have to bring matzah with your Korban Pesach. You can have chometz too. There's certainly no chiyuv of eating matzah the whole day or for 6 days. For sure not. So only if there's a chiyuv of achilas matzah for shisha, so then you have a chiyuv of ufanita baboker, which is lina. But if there's no chiyuv of shisha, then there's no chiyuv of lina. So Shmini Atzeres, is there a chiyuv of shisha? No. So there's no lina. So therefore, so my love, l'me'ute nami shmini shalchagim. This includes any yontif, which isn't 6 days, like shvuas, Shmini Atzeres, should not have a chiyuv of lina by this pasuk. By the same token, that Pesach Sheni doesn't have lina. No, that's not what it means. He's just coming to say that, look, he's being memayit Pesach Sheni because Pesach Sheni is like another Pesach, right? So he's saying, you might think that the chiyuv of Anisa Baboker, which was set on Pesach, is set on Pesach Sheni, even though Pesach Sheni is a holiday. Kabash, well, it's not set on Pesach Sheni, that's all. Because I would think that Pesach Sheni is like Pesach Rishon. It's not coming to be Mamayat holidays that aren't 6 days long. Nah, that's not what it's all about. Actually, Okinami Mustafa, you know what? It can't be that Rabbi Yehuda was trying to say that there's no Chiyuv of Lina if there's no 6 days. Because Rabbi Yehuda himself says in the Mishnah, Ditznan habikurim to unim korban. You're bringing your bikurim. You have to bring along with those bikurim, you have to bring a korban, because the Torah says, v'samachta b'cholatov. How you misamech b'cholatov? Ein simcha ela b'shlamim, right? Now we know from the zavakta shlamim v'achalta v'samachta. Okay, so I have to bring with my bikurim, I have to bring a korban. I have to also sing, because tov means shira. You can't really have a good heart without singing, right? So then, what song do we sing? We sing, it brings up, Amim Hashem Kidili Tani. They used to sing when they brought the Bikurim. It requires tenufa. We have to wave the Bikurim. And it requires lina. We have to stay overnight. Now, so far we haven't proven that that's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Ah, but who is the man the armor that is mechadesh, that there's a din of tnufa of bikurim? Man shamed le diomer tnufa, it's Rabbi Yehuda. And it says over here, ta'un lina, which must mean that Rabbi Yehuda holds ta'un lina. But according to you who thought that when Rabbi Yehuda darshan the smichas of sheshet yamim tochal matzot, it came to exclude an occasion that wasn't 6 days long. So why would you need a bikurim as 1 day? Why would you need lina? So clearly, you were wrong about that. He wasn't coming to exclude every other non-6-7-day holiday. He was only coming to exclude Pesach. V'arayah bikurim, you still have to bring, you still have to have lina. How do we know it's Rabbi Yehuda? The Tanya Rabbi Yehuda Omer, V'hinachto lifnei Hashem Elokecha, is a reference to Tznufa. Huh? You say it means Tznufa. I mean, the way I read the pasuk, it's nothing about Tznufa. It's V'hinachto means set it down. Set it down in front of the Mizbeach. So maybe that means you don't hand it to the Kohen, set it down in front of the Mizbeach, and let the Kohen take it, right? So Ata Omer Zot Tznufa. Who says it's Tznufa? O'enu Elo Hanacha Mamash. No, says Rabbi Yehuda. Kishu Omer V'hinicho. It says already V'hinicho Lifnei Mizbeach Hashem Elokecha. It says V'lokacha Kohen Atena Miyadecha. Excuse me. So how could you be telling me, set it down, the Kohen will take it? It's the Kohen who does the Hanacha. He takes it from your hands. So what is this V'hinachto Lifnei Hashem Elokecha? Oh! V'hinachto, remember, there are two ways of understanding that word, of hanacha, right? Because hanacha can mean hancheni al derech emet. Asher hincheni al derech emet, which means to lead me, right? So here too, hinachto could mean also lo nacham Elohim derech eretz plishtim. So lahanchem means to guide. So therefore, v'hinachto would mean that the Kohen would guide it in Tznufa. Because, as we'll see, you're holding on to it, he's holding on to it, he's guiding you now, and he's doing Tznufa with it, moving it up and down, back and forth, the whole Tznufa that we had earlier. So that might be, that has to be what it means. Because otherwise it's just repetition, saying v'hinicho. But it's worse than repetitious, because there was no hinicho before the Kohen got it. It says, V'kacha Kohen Atena Miyadecha. So therefore, it's got to mean, Hari Hanacha Amur, Amani Mikayim V'hinachto, in this case, Zot Tznufa. So therefore, if Rabbi Yehuda is the source of the din of Tznufa, and therefore he's got to be the source of the din of Lina, so that means that he can't possibly hold that there's no din of Lina on Shmini Atzeret, because there is a din of Lina even on the Bikurim. So therefore, his drush of Shisha Yami was only coming Lafuke Pesach Sheni. Says the Gemara, but how about if I find you another Shita that says that there's a din of Tznufa, and it's not Rabbi Yehuda, and then the Mishnah does not necessarily prove that it's Rabbi Yehuda, then it could be this other Tana, and there is such a Tana. Dumar Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakovi. We know that there's another basis for doing Tznufa on Bikurim. The Tana. V'lakach ha-kohen ha-tena mi-adecha li-meid ala bikurim she-tu'unim t'nufa divrei Rebbe Eliezer ben Yaakov. How does he see from lakach ha-kohen ha-tena mi-adecha? Where the heck does that show that requires t'nufa? Ah, my time, Rebbe Eliezer ben Yaakov. Atya yad yad mishlami. He learns that actually from Gzera Shana. It says, v'lakach ha-kohen ha-tena mi-adecha. And it says that yadav t'viena and so on. So in the din of Shlamim, it also says the same halacha, Yadav to Vienna. So therefore, what do we learn from there? Makan Kohen, in the sugi of Shlamim and Vayikra, doesn't say anything about a Kohen. It's talking about the Bailim. Yadav to Vienna, the hands of the Bailim shall bring the carbon. So since we see Velakacha Kohen Atenem Yadecha, the word yadayim, when it comes to bikurim, means a kohen. Therefore, the yad means the kohen has to be involved when it comes to shlamim as well. Furthermore, umala halan baalim, just like over there, it's talking about the baalim in yadav tevienu. Afkan baalim. See, even though it says v'lakacha kohen atenem yadecha, he does not remove it from your hands. I don't get it. So what's happening? Is it the Kohen or is it the Baalim? Okay, tzad, it's both together. Kohen meniach yado tachat yada Baalim umeniif. So the Kohen puts his hands under the hands of the Baalim and he moves it. Now, actually, there's a machlokas. Rashi here agrees with Tosis. So here there's not a machlokas. However, there is a machlokas elsewhere, Marcus, where Rashi learns it means literally. The Kohen holds the Baalim's hand, which Lamaisa is very mashmas, Tosfos himself points out, from the sugya of Saita. Because over there's the question of whether you should use young kohanim if the woman is holding on to her mincha, so that means he's going to be holding her hand. That's a tzmashma, right? It's okay, we're not chayshish for, you know, he's doing his business a short period. It's like shaking hands. You know. But the question is, if Tosfos is right, Tosfos' approach and Rashi's approach here is, when it says tachat yada baalim, it does not mean holding the baalim's hand. It means the baalim holds the edge of the tenet, and the kohen is lower than the yada baalim at the bottom of the tenet. So then what was the Gemara's kasha about? What was the Gemara discussing whether you can use a young kohen to be holding the hands? But it's not holding your hands, he's holding just the mincha. So this is maybe, you know, because, I mean, you come to touch, you know, it's very close.
Close enough.
All right, fine. So, but anyway, over here, Rashi learns the same thing, that lamata doesn't mean literally holding the hand. But in any event, the two of them together hold the tenet, and they're meaning. So now we don't know that it was Rabbi Yehuda, specifically, who said our Mishnah, that the Bikurim to Unim Lina, maybe not, maybe it was Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. So another riot. Okay, no big deal.
Is every
tuba like this? Yeah. We were trying to bring a riot. I'm not sure what you mean by every tuba. Every tuba of a violin. We have made it to many korbanos, the violin is not involved.
But
Therefore, my Avi Allah. So, okay, but can you tell me what's the bottom line? We haven't been able to prove one way or the other whether you say Shekhyanu on Shemini Atzeres or not. Well, the definitive answer is it's machlokas. Rav Nachman says you do say it. Rav Shesha says you don't say it. Can we get closer? Yes, indeed. V'hilchata omrim zman b'shmini shochag. Machlokas, we do say shechiyanu on Shemini Atzeret, and Tanik Avasid Rav Nachman that we say on Shemini Atzeret zman because it says Perush and Brisa. Shmini regel bifnei atzmo le'inyan bzar kasha. So when it comes to Shmini, as we've said, if you have ADD, then you're perfectly suited for Shmini. You remember this. Bzar kasha means you can't concentrate, right? Your hakshava is mefuzar. This is the makor of ADD in China.
Which relates to Maya.
Oh, there you go.
Shmini, is that the reason you say greater Shmini, Achag, Atzeret, Azer?
Just to drive you crazy. Which is interesting because Rashi actually keeps bringing Shmini, Achag, Atzeret every time he brings it. Yeah. So, no, you know, look.
What did we say?
I did it to Kaczynski. It says the meaning of the Groz to bring Shmini, Achag, Atzeret, like Rashi.
That's what I said.
There you go. That's probably where he got it from. So Bizar Koshev. What does Bizar Koshev stand for? The Pei stands for pious. The pious b'fnei atzmo is because during the time of Sukkot itself, they didn't have the pious for which kohanim would be zocher for the parim, because you can go around all of the mishmarot in order. If you have those shivim parim, everybody gets three turns, except for two. That's a problem, but we make it up to them. So over there, there's no pious. But when it comes to Shemini Atzeres, you got a new korban. You need a new pious. And you have also Zman Bifnei Atzmo. You see that? Zman Bifnei Atzmo. That's Shechiyanu. There you go. It's exactly what Rabbi Yochanan said, exactly what Rabbi Nachman said. So that's the Zion of the Pezer. And it's a Regel Bifnei Atzmo. So regel b'fnei atzmo, Rashi learns regel b'fnei atzmo in terms of not sitting in the sukkah. I mean, otherwise it's a little bit shmini regel b'fnei atzmo le'inyan regel b'fnei atzmo. It's a little absurd. So it's regel b'fnei atzmo. It's got to be referring to a specific halacha. So Rashi learns it's the regel b'fnei atzmo. In other words, it's distinguished from chag ha-sukkos in terms of its mitzvahs. It's interesting. Rabbi Hanano has a very beautiful chant. Regel b'fnei atzmo in terms of avelut, that it cancels another phase of the avelut. So if someone, Rachman Litzan, was an avel before Sukkot began, so the first days of Sukkot cancels Shiva, Shemini Atzeres cancels Shloishi, or at least cancels heart of the Shloshim. So we have 21 days between the virtual Avelos, which was 7 days, the Chag, which was 7 days, and the Chag Shmini, which is equivalent to 7 days. So that's what it means, regular with Fehas, but counts as a separate holiday. That's Rabbeinu Chananel's trap. Rabbeinu Tam suggests that maybe the idea over here is regular with Fehas. Notice it doesn't mention Lina. So it's regular with Fehas in terms of Lina.
Stay motzei
shmini atzeres. You stay over by your dear in-laws. You don't leave.
It's a getter of Yisroelchak.
No, it's not a getter of Yisroelchak.
I'm just asking because
it's not. The reason I say specifically it's not is because there's a din of lina even when there's no chag, which is a problem in this whole sugya. What are we connecting it to the regel for? Someone who brings a korban is chayav and lina for the korban. That's good for the Chiddush, that Pesach Sheni doesn't require Lina, like all other Karbonis require Lina. The Tosa says, whole discussion, how we can work it out, that there's a Lina that should be Nageya without having brought a Karbon. Specific Lina that would be Nageya the Chag. Maybe there's this other halacha.
Just that in the other ones during the Cholamayit, I'm in the holiday and I'm staying over here now, Matzi, Shemini Atzeres, there's no longer a holiday.
Same thing is true of Shavuos. Shmini Atzeres is part of Tashlumim.
Right.
Okay, maybe.
No,
fear,
separate
fear
over Eon Shmini Atzeres, is there?
If it's a regular with Shmini Atzeres?
Right. So, why isn't that enough?
Why not?
Because it has a separate fear of
That's not a fear of
Yeah, right, but it's not separate. In other words, I don't. If I'm still there,
people swing.
So it's not a separate thief, because you could say Mishal Chag is being chogeg now, Mamanavshav. If he was there, so he doesn't need it again. If he wasn't there, you can. What's Machayev to say it is a different thing? I get to touch Lumen for Sukkos. So, granted, it's not.
It's not
a separate thief.
It's not. It's a separate.
Right. Yeah, interesting. Korban bifnei atzma. So we already saw it's not part of the normal pattern of the korbanos of the Purei Chag. Shira bifnei atzma, as we discussed before, and bracha bifnei atzma, the Shmini Chag Atzeret, as opposed to the Chag Sukkot, and because of Moshe and Tefillah and so on and so forth. But the Rashi brings an interesting tosefta. It says that there used to be a bracha to the melt. It says b'yom haShmini. Shalach et ha'am v'yavarchu et ha'melech. But Tosfos points out that that's not like the others. The others are contrasting the separate kiyuv of Shmini to the regel that came before it. But to say b'fnei atzmo, it's not b'fnei atzmo, and that's the only time that we have this. Yeah? By the way, I noticed today such a beautiful nekuda. I never noticed before. It's so strange. When Shaul asks Yonatan, what's with Ben Yishai? So he answers, no wonder Shaul got so furious. He answers that he asked me, Imaltana, which are the words that Lot uses to escape Sodom. Right? So he was mamish telling him that the only one that's going to be able to be Mashiach is him. That's why Shaul responds, Ervas Beit Lechem, exactly. And that's why he says to him, that's Ben Navata Mardut. So it's an Indian of Erva, because he also came from Pilekish Pagiva, which was the other. So he says, see, you're not even Mekabo. The whole story with your mother when I had to seduce me in order to get me to, that was the whole mites in the Medrash. That's why it says Ben Navata Mardut. Your mother was the same way. I didn't want any of those girls. She grabbed me. It was an amazing story. Anyways, I just hopped today, but I've seen it. Countless times, and I just noticed it. Just a quick chazir. Daf Mem Zayin. Om Rav Yehuda Ben Eilu Shmuel Bar Shilu Gish Meidu Rav Shmini Sofik Shvi Shvi Lusuka Vishmini Levrocha Rav Yochanan Amar Shmini Lezev Lezev Meitav Kulei Amal Apligidi Atvina Ki Pligi Levruche Leman Yom Shvi Lusuka Bruchin Ayme Bevrachina Leishiv Basuka Leman Yom Shmini Lezev Lezev Bruchin Lama Vrachina Om Rav Yosef Nikot Rav Yochanan Miyadech Ad Ravuna Bar Bista V'chol Gdolei Ador Ikbu B'suka B'shmini Tzavik Shvi Meit Rav Yatvik But Bruchi Lo Bruchi Well, maybe that's because Rilu Kman Yomakim Shabir Yom Tavish Shuvin Amavorek Ah, but Kamir Demi Efra Atu Ikeri Amri, that the Machlokas Rabbin of Yochanan, is Bruche Kulem of Pligid Loma Vachina. Questions whether even sit in a sukkah. So the man Yomer Shvi Lesukam Beitviatvina. The man Yomer Shmini Lesazay, you don't even sit Beitvina Miloyatvina. Omer of Yosef, Nikot of Yochanan Beyadacha. Because even the Mar of the Shmaitza, who was that? Reviewed by the Rishmon Bashilas. Remember, he was the one who quoted Rav. And he was Bashvi, Shavak Shvi. He did not eat in the sukkah. Levar mi sukkah yas. Ve'yokata meitev yatvinan bruchin amavachinan. Omrim yochanan omrim zman bashmini shal chag. Ve'in omrim zman bishvi shal pesa. Vomre blevi bacham yitem refracham abachanina. Teida shrechalot b'shloshet dvorim. B'sukkah lolav nizach amayim. And even according to Rabbi Yehuda, who holds it beloga yamanaseh kol shumona, which means that it's not cholok in nizach amayim, but at least it's cholok b'shnei dvarim. Well, if that's the case, I can say Shvi Shal Pesach is also cholok in terms of achilas matzah. Do you remember Laila Rishona chova mikan ve'elach reshut? Ki hashta hata mi Laila cholok mi yom eino cholok. Furthermore, acha mi acha v'yom nami cholok. Furthermore, vino ama zeh cholok mishalefanav zeh cholok mishalefanav only. Omre papa acha k'tiv par hata k'tiv parim nach by Yitzchak Amar. Hachaktiv bayom, hachaktiv ubayom. Rav Ashi Amar, hachaktiv kemishpat, hachaktiv kemishpatam. Lema misayeli. Haparim, eilim vakvasim makvim zetze, Rav Yehuda Amar, parim eina makvim zetze, sharim mitma'atim vehochim anyway. Omer lo valo, kula mitma'atim vehochim mishmini. Amalam shmini, what does that have to do with it? Shmini is regal v'nei atzmot. Shekeshem shebeshivat yemei hachag, shivat yemei hachag, tu'uni. Carbon, Shir, Uvracha, and that's of course the source of the question later on, how do you get Shivat Yimei Achag? Do you make a Shechion or Shivat Yimei Achag? Velina, Haf Shmini Ton, Carbon, Shir, Uvracha, Velina, different to that of the Chag. So my love, which Bracha is meant of here? Zman? No. That's Zman, because I'm always in Tvila. Okay, that means Tavra. Tisak, that is Zman, how do you get Shivat Yimei Achag? Zman, Kol Shiva, Miika? No, no, Kashi, Lo, Borach, Aidim, Borach, Lamacher. Why? How does he make a bracha? He doesn't have a kos. Lema misayele Reb Nachman? Is that what you want to say? Do you have Reb Nachman? Zman omer afilu b'shuk? Do you have Reb Nachman kos? Where does he get a kos? Kos koyuma miika? Oh, come on, man. Do him with the eagle like kos. The suffer of Yiddish mini tone mina. But Tani Reb Yiddish mina in the Pesach Sheni Shenu tone mina. Shinemu fanit ababoke ve'alakta ba'alecha. Immediately followed by Sheshet Yamim Tokal Matzot. You know what that tells me? Tells me Shaton Shi Shaton Mina. Sheinuton Shi Sheinuton Mina. Now, I mean, clearly, Lav Lamutin Amish Mini Shachag? Not necessarily. No, it's only Lamutin Pesach Sheini, which is similar, because those are Pesach. Okay, I'm Istavra, by the way, because the Tana Bikurim Tunin Korban Vashir Vitznufa Velina. Who's the man Yomer says Tznufa for Bikurim? Maybe Yoda. And it says Tonlina. It's not more than one day. So why wasn't it excluded by Sheshet Yamim Tochal Matzot? So obviously it was only excluding Pesach Tekabate. The Tanya. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, V'inachto lifnei Hashem Elokecha Zot Tenufa. Ato Omer Zot Tenufa. O Eina Ela Hanacha Mamash. Kipshuto. Ha. Kishu Omer V'hinicho. So what's that mean? V'hinicho lifnei Mizbach Hashem Elokecha. So it already talked about Hanacha Mamash, right? Hare Hanacha Amur, Amani Mekayim, V'inachto, Zot Nufa. V'dilmer of husband Yaakov, V'itani V'lakako K'ina Tenem Yadecha, Limeid Ala Bikurim Shetunim Tnufa, Divrei B'li Yezben Yaakov, where does he get that from? Ati Yad Yad Mishlamim, K'tivacha V'lakako K'ina Tenem Yadecha, U'k'tivatam Yadav T'vienu T'ishe Hashem, it says beferish over there, La Nif Oto Tnufa Lifnei Hashem. So tnufa is a given, okay? Now we also learn out furthermore that k'tivach olakach kohen k'vat miyadav to Vienna ma kan kohen af lahalan kohen. That's the tnufa. Yet malam ba'alim af kan ba'alim, which means okay, so kohen meniach yadot achad yada ba'alim umenif. So there's three things that we're learning from here: the etzem chiyuv of tnufa, that there's a kohen involved in tnufa in the case of the shlamim. And that there's a bialim involved in tenufa in the case of the bikurim. Anyway, my haviyala, Rav Nachman Amar Omrim Zman B'Shmini Shachag. Rav Sheshit Amar Ein Omrim Zman B'Shmini Shachag. V'Hilchot Omrim Zman B'Shmini Shachag. Tanya Kavasit Rav Nachman Shmini Rego B'Fnei Atzmo Linyan Pzak Kashev. Pais B'Fnei Atzmo, Zman B'Fnei Atzmo, Rego B'Fnei Atzmo, Korma B'Fnei Atzmo, Shira B'Fnei Atzmo, Locha B'Fnei Atzmo. Chodesh Tov V'Mevorach.
What time do we start tomorrow?
I don't think he's ever gotten this.
What do you mean? Oh, it's
tomorrow we're starting at 8:25 Kedarkenu Rosh Chodesh.